Counselor, this is Dr. Yevgenia Goldsword dictating an endoscopy report on Mr. Denise Espinoza. Date of birth 9/13/1983. Date of procedure October 25th, 2023. Procedure performed by Dr. Yevgenia Goldsordio. Referring physician is Dr. Carolina Maguire. Procedure performed is number one, endoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy. Number two, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with procedures performed. Just delete what was there. Procedures performed, number one, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and cold snare polypectomy. Number two, colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication, family history of colon cancer, GERD, abdominal pain, screening. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, suspicion of malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia service, monitored and anesthesia care period. Well lubricated, limpus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus period, or retroflex tube is obtained at the cardio period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was turned around in left lateral position period, a digital rectal exam is normal, well lubricated, limpus video colonoscope is introduced to the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the terminal ileum period. The cecum is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valves, and compens of the folds period. Careful examination was made of the last portion of the terminal ileum, cecum, ileocecal valves, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum period. Boston valve prep score was good with the Boston prep score of 9/3-3-3 period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications period. The withdrawal time was 18 minutes period. Findings at upper endoscopy, the upper and middle portion of the esophagus was unremarkable period. There was a small tongue, approximately 15 millimeters in length, of salmon-colored mucosa, which was biopsied to rule out Barrett's esophagus period. Otherwise, the Z-line was at 41 centimeters from the bite block and was irregular, period. There was diffuse gastric erythema noted in the stomach. Gastric body and antrum biopsies were obtained separately in two different jars, period. There was a approximately 5 millimeter body polyp that was removed with cold snare polypectomy in total, period. The duodenum was overall unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained for histology for celiac disease, period. Number two, colon. There was a approximately 5 millimeter sessile polyp noted in the transverse colon that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There were 3 sigmoid colon diminutive polyps noted in the sigmoid colon, status post cold biopsy polypectomy, plan, number one, follow-up biopsy pathology, number two, continue high-fiber diet with fiber supplements and Miralax in addition, period. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, follow-up colonoscopy in 3 years, comma, pending pass. Next line. Thank you.